We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's get some answers to all these questions by a man who understands all of it because he was the general manager of the Green Bay Packers, and now he is a brilliant writer at SI.com. Our good friend Andrew Brandt's on the line. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Angelo. You know, last time I came on Talk Basketball, we were talking about burner Twitter accounts.
We were. It's been that long. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, in terms of the basketball side, I'm like, what is a burner Twitter account?
I don't know. Well, can
but
I just
figured it out fast.
You know this stuff. The Sixers gave up two ones, two twos, and three players for a guy who's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. He's the big part of the package. How big a risk is that, Andrew? You did this job with the Packers. How big a risk are you taking?
Yeah, it's a risk with him. It's a risk with Butler. And you got to store cap space. And now they really put their chips on the table in terms of putting this starting five together that's going to be a big-time starting five without a lot of depth. They got to make sure. You know, when you make a deal like this, the key conduit for Elton Brand to me is not the Clippers or not the Timberwolves with Butler. It's the agents. So you spend a lot of time developing these relationships with agents, and that means when you go to their city on a road trip, you go out to dinner with them, you cultivate, so that when the time comes for an extension, you got a good relationship, because they're the gateway to the player. I mean, you can have the coach and Brett Brown have the relationship with the player, but ultimately you've got to have that agent relationship. And I just feel like Elton's got to know that this guy's willing to stay, that in the discussions with the Clippers, that's one route, but this is a two-way street. So the other part of it is discussions with Harris's agent. Where's this going to go? How's he feel about it? We're not going to make this deal if we can't get him long-term. Those kind of things, because that has to be part of this. You're not just playing for the next half season. You're playing for the future.
Andrew, when you make a big trade, are you nervous? Like, when it's over, do you start to second-guess yourself?
Yeah, I think that's the nature of anyone who's competitive. You get the thrill of the deal, the thrill of the chase. You know, look at what's going on with the Pelicans and Lakers. Lakers keep offering more and more, and the thrill of the chase and the emotion of the moment. At the end of the day, I think Magic Johnson's going to look around and say, we got LeBron and AD, and we got nothing else. But, you know, that's what's going on out there. In terms of here, I think it's more calculated, because their goal was, don't give up the big pieces. We'll deal with the other pieces. And I think the big pieces included Fultz. So I just think they did whatever they could to not give up their nucleus. And obviously, you know, they've got a stud group right now without a lot behind them.
Absolutely. All right, let me move you over to the Eagles, because we see some bizarre, interesting machinations going on there. Eagles exercised a $20 million clause, which would have committed them to $20 million for their backup quarterback. Foles immediately buys it out for $2 million. Now the Eagles have a month to decide whether to franchise him. What do you think plays out here, Andrew? How are you reading this situation?
Yeah, this is what was expected, I think, a year ago, when they gave him a $2 million bonus a year ago. But that $2 million bonus is kind of a loan.
Okay.
So we'll kind of give you that loan for a year, but if you're going to buy out a free agency, you give it back. And that $2 million last year was kind of like, you know, if we keep you for $20 million next year, but if we don't, you got to give it back. And listen, this is all a way to figure out what's the best parting between this lovable guy and the Eagles. And I've talked to you many times that as much as we love Nick Foles, he has to leave. The affair has to end, because they've been, for lack of a better word, cheating on Carson Wentz for 2 years, and they're not going to cheat on him anymore. They've made a public and a private commitment to this player. He's their quarterback, despite the injuries, despite any of the noise out there. and Foles has to leave. So what's the best way? They may put a franchise tag on him, but that carries $25 million on their cap until they trade him or rescind it. Mm-hmm. Now, would they trade him? Yes. If they don't get value, what would they do? Well, they'd maybe rescind it because there's no way they're going to carry it. There's just no way they're going to carry it into the season. But we got a lot of time before that.
Wow, that's a fascinating analysis of what's going on here, right? So you mentioned this term cheating on Wentz. Do you think part of Wentz's queasiness this season was seeing someone else do his job better than he was doing it, Andrew?
I think it has to be. Listen, I was in Green Bay 10 years. Four of those years were Aaron and Brett. And Brett, you know, I managed this for 4 years. I managed on the Brett side, you know, basically, do you know what it's like to come into work every day with your future replacement? That's no fun. Mm. And on the Aaron side, do you know what it's like to have no ability to play? That's no fun. And so people don't know what goes on behind the scenes of these situations. And I would think Howie and the group was doing a lot of management inside the organization. Not only about Wentz, but about Foles. Like, listen, if I'm Foles' camp, I'm like, we're doing all this, and you're really gonna send us packing. I mean, no matter what happens, that's not easy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I use that word affair because he may be the best backup quarterback in the history of the league, but they have to get rid of him, and that's what's so bittersweet about all this.
That dynamic is what led to that Wentz story a couple weeks ago, isn't it?
I guess it has to be. Maybe those unnamed voices are just realizing we can't keep Foles. We really love Foles. How can you not love Foles? It's, you know, and I don't think it's not liking Wentz. I just think it's a realization that, gosh, is there any way to keep this guy? And there really isn't.
All right, Andrew, two other things you mentioned in your column I wanted to pursue a little bit. One is you do not expect any major changes in the way instant replay is used, despite an unbelievably awful non-call in the Saints-Rams game.
Happens every year. You get this emotion.
But that one, Andrew, was bad. That decided who was in the Super Bowl. No changes?
But then you see it, Angelo. You see this outrage for a day, a week, 2 weeks, a month. And by the time they sit in some sun-soaked location in March in Florida, they're thinking about, you know, what's for dinner? When do we get to the beach? So I think you've already seen it from Rich McKay, you know, the unintended consequences. And what if there's a holding on that call? And how do you review non-calls? And Commissioner Goodell in the press conference, I don't know, it's a non-call. What do we do, you know? And there is the thought of penalizing coaches even more if they challenge one of those and it doesn't work. But I predict nothing changes because of the unintended consequences they'll talk about.
Andrew Bryant, all you do every time we bring you on is impress. He is also a director of sports law at Villanova. Yes. Andrew, we are honored to have you on our show. Thank
you. Always enjoy it, guys.
You're the best, Andrew. Thank you, pal. Bye. How great is that guy, Al? Not only has he got a brilliant mind, he's a phenomenal communicator.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.